Senses Audio Dream Journal Day 2.
Alright, so
another night at the hospital, and I got off work kind of late, and then I worked at, then I went to, stopped at the store. Actually, I stopped at like 2 or 3 different stores to get everything that I wanted, but stopped at the store, had this great little half dinner thing with my wife, trying to be very quiet, not awakening the baby. Even though the baby's really chill, it's still like not a good thing if he's sleeping to wake him up, you know, because we want to sleep and eat and work and stuff. But anyways, I got to bed around 3 o'clock after all the doctors and nurses and peoples were all done with us, and by us I mean my wife and the baby. And then I woke up at 8, which was just crazy. Like, I think I got some, like, half sleep before that and half sleep after that. But when I first woke up, I think I woke up around 7-ish and then, like, went right back to sleep. But I couldn't remember any dreams, and I fell asleep. And when I woke up again, like, I had just, like, I had tons of good dreams. So, the first dream I'm going to tell you about, I don't know if any of you guys have played Final Fantasy X. I put a video with that as the music video, Final Fantasy X music video. Actually, whenever I was younger, I was listening to Gary Allen. He's a country singer. He always sings very sad songs. But anyways, I told you, I put that YouTube video up in my last post, so it's up there. I was watching an AMV, and it wasn't really of that. It wasn't that specific AMV, but someone remade it. Originally, the AMV was actually Final Fantasy X and 7. And so, anyways, I was on, and that was whenever, like, I was like, what the heck is this? Because I hadn't played any Final Fantasy games. I was never, not as big of a nerd as I am now, back then, back when I was a kid. Like, I used to just listen to, like, normal music, not country music, or like right now I have like video game music channels on my Pandora, like that nerd. I read Star Wars books all the time, you know, play nerdy video games, all sorts of great stuff. I'm right now downloading Final Fantasy X onto my phone, especially after that dream. But anyways, so I had a dream. I was at a lake. It was more, looked more like the ocean, but I kept calling it a lake, so I let it be a lake. And my parents were driving their boat around. They kept hitting other boats, and I was pretty ticked off. So I was like, something's up. Let me check around. And I noticed that there was like this these kids that were waterbending, and they were throwing the water around in circles. And I was like, that's pretty cool, but I'm like, that obviously means that this is a dream. So then I put my hands up, and I make a little energy ball, and I put it in the water. And when I do that, then I lift it up out of the water, and like the energy in Final Fantasy X, if you know the water sport that they play, Blitzball, their little stadiums, that's what I created, like, in my dream. And then that was whenever I was woken up. I wasn't very happy about being woken up, because I've been wanting to play Blitzball for a while. It's the game that actually makes soccer look like fun. Holy crap. Yeah, so it's great. Blitzball's the best. So I wanted to play some. I didn't. The kids were all pretty excited to see me, but, you know, I was busy waking up. So I tried to get back to sleep real fast. Didn't make it. Then by the time I fell back to sleep, I was having another dream. I was with Alfred, and he was teaching me some things because I was freaking Batman. He was teaching me different things about fighting and everything, but then I ended up in a small room alone, and there's a candle burning, and on both sides. On one side, it looked like a cigarette, like, I don't know, you guys know how a cigarette looks like whenever it's burning, versus a candle. And the other side, it was a candle, and they said that, like, one of them is, like, my life on the top. Everybody has, like, a candle. And then the bottom of it was all of my anger and hate, and it just eats away at the length of my life. And so they said, unless I get my anger under control, I'll never be able to live a long and healthy life, even if I am helping people. And I was like sitting there staring at the candle, and I was getting ready to realize it was a dream. But then I was woken up by something again. And like, so I woke up at 8 with no dreams. I think it was 8. And then I took a bunch of naps, small naps, like 30 minute naps. Then I look at the clock and it was like, I believe it was like 8:40 or no, 8:25. And I told my wife to just wake me up at 8:30. And she just heard 30, so she woke me up 30 minutes later. So I just went back to sleep. And let's see. I gotta remember how this dream went. This dream was fun. I was standing on a rooftop talking to my sister. And I was like, man, this does not make any sense. I'm like, I'm pretty sure I was just in the hospital. And plus, this place is like really small. I'm like, I've never seen a world this small. This has to be a dream. And so I'm looking around and I can't really see anything that makes it extremely a dream. But I actually remembered my own advice that I just gave to somebody the other day, which is if you think it's a dream, just do something like it's a dream and it should react like a dream. Don't question yourself. Don't do anything like, you know, kill yourself because it's a dream. But just do small things. So I'm like, I tell the dream character that I'm dreaming, and she's like, psh. And she's my sister. She's like, ah, you're not dreaming. And I'm like, watch this, because I'm pretty sure now that it's a dream, because that's not what my sister would say if I told her I was dreaming. She'd probably smack me. So I'm standing on this roof of like a little kiosk thing. It's probably like 7 feet off the ground, so I just jump off. Because I'm like, meh, I am like 99% sure it's a dream. And worst case scenario, I get hurt a little bit. I'm not going to break any bones at this height or anything. And so, like, as I fall, I just, like, slow down and then just, like, land on the ground. And I'm like, okay, I'm fine. This is a dream. And so I don't know what to do because I can't think of any goals. So I just start looking around for something fun to do. And I slow down pretty good. Like, I had good awareness and everything. I just couldn't find a goal. I couldn't find my one goal that I have right now, which is finding Frying Pan. So, and there's no dream characters except for me and my sister. And the entire world is probably about 30 yards by 30 yards by 30 yards. And it gets a little smaller as it goes on. So I climb onto a roof and I'm just looking around the whole world, and it's like there's like just walls, like 30 yards this way, 30 yards. So it's very, very small. And so then I get down, I'm like, I'm like, oh yeah, I'm like, I remember seeing a dream character down here that was selling a bunch of candy. So I'll eat that. And the dream character was selling candy doorknobs. And so I grabbed a bunch of those. And I ate them like faster than you can eat food. It was great. They tasted amazing. Like pretty much, I would say like the sweetest candy that you've ever had, but like sweet doesn't always mean better. It was more like it had that perfect amount of sweet and the right flavor of sweet. And it was just so good. And I ate like 10 of them. And I ate them until they were gone. I thought about making more of them, but I did not. So then I walked back onto this roof and I was like, all right, maybe I can fly through the ceiling. And I don't know why. I think I was losing my sense of control, and like, because I was very aware that it was a dream, but instead of just teleporting, I wanted to stay with the dream I was in. So I was like, all right, maybe I'll see what I can do up here. So I jump off and I start flying around, and as I'm flying, I mean, I've only got like 30 yards to go. And so I'm flying around in circles, and then my sister jumps up and starts flying next to me. And I was like, hey, you can fly as fast as I can in this dream. And she looks over at me and she's like, this is not a dream. And I don't know if you've ever had someone flying next to you telling you that it's not a dream, but it's pretty funny. So I flew around a little bit, and then I just woke up, and that was pretty fun. I don't know, it was like probably a 10-minute lucid dream. And I wish I would have thought of some goals, because of the amount of control I would have had, like, because I can easily teleport if I just had a place to think of to go, because I've tried to teleport before without an idea of where to go, but I never end up anywhere. I always just end up waking myself up. So if I don't have a specific goal, I normally stick with just checking out the area around me. eating some food, flying around. I mean, that is, like, not a productive lucid dream, but a fun one. So, if ever you're bored in a lucid dream, just eat and fly. It's fun. And, yeah, I know so many people say that they get sick of flying after a while, but those people suck at life. Flying's never going to get boring. It just may get, like, old hat. But still, it is flying, so be happy, crazy people. I'd say that non-vivid flying might get bored, but vivid flying, you're still going to enjoy for a long, long time. So that's all I have. I mean, I had a couple other small dreamlets, but I don't need to tell you about those. I'm just telling you about the interesting ones. And so that's, I probably had like 6 hours of sleep. I'm going to try to take a nap today. It'll be difficult, though. I have two babies now and, a wife. So I'll have to sleep sometime with those people all sleeping. I doubt that I will be able to convince her to, you know, watch the children while I sleep because, you know, I just had a baby. I'm pretty tired. But you know what I mean. I'm the one that's doing all the work right now because she just did all the work for 9 months. So, all right. So that is all for today. As I said, let me know what you guys think of my dreams. Tell me if you enjoy them, if you want more of my dreams, if you want me to say like all of the dreams that I have in a night, or if just the lucid ones or almost lucid ones are good enough. All right. Till next time. Bye.